One of the YouTube videos that I was working on is finally done, and I hate to say it, but this episode isn't about that. I feel like we don't have a serious discussion enough regarding changes in the modern world. And then I don't mean stuff like, ooh, stuff scary, this and that. No, life's always been beautiful and things always change. The thing is, this specific topic has kind of been on my mind lately because I've had a lot of friends and family who've looked into it and they don't understand it, but you know, it is what it is. Me personally, I've looked into it further, and the problem is normally when you learn more about something, it tends to be less of a boogeyman, but this hasn't. Welcome back to the Maybe Podcast, where this week we will be discussing AI and how fucking fast it's advanced. And how I'm a little concerned because I have several episodes of the podcast up, and apparently a learning algorithm can just copy my every voice. There are now podcasts made by AI, and first off, I resent that people think I'm a fucking AI. I am not. Do you understand me? I'm a genuine human fucking being. Let's just get into it. Anyway. Artificial intelligence has been known as the internet's boogeyman for the longest time. It's up there with the newest trend. Some people thought that this was basically the new cryptocurrency and it would go away after a few years, maybe ignoring it or bullying the people that are absolutely adamant that it's going to replace everything. No, I don't think that AI is going to replace artists. I think it's very potential. There has a lot of potential there. I don't like the fact that it does, though. You see, Tears for Fears released a recent single, and the cover was AI. And I think the fucked up thing about it is that if an artist wanted to, like, you know, be commissioned or do the cover, they can't. In fact, Tears for Fears saved themselves a lot of money by just using AI on an album cover. I mean, fuck, man. What does this, you know, what do we do now? You know, shit already happened. People are really fucking telling them, oh, you did a horrible thing doing this. Fuck you, this and that. Like, I mean, I get it, guys. You know, it's AI art. I know a lot of people don't care. That's the boat I'm on. I didn't care at first. It's just, the more you look into it, the worse it can be, okay? Because I've already dealt with people, like, in the past who scam, okay? I'm talking like phone conversations where people will call you with a voice recording of a family member or someone who sounds exactly identical to a family member, holding them for quote unquote ransom so that you send money. And then it turns out that no, that's not actually a thing that happened. It's just they used AI to imitate somebody's voice. And it's fucked up because unless you know exactly what to look out for, it seems legitimate. It seems legitimate, okay? I've had something happen to me where, fuck, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of hard to grasp, but I gave my social security number away once, just the last four numbers, but it was because, one, the scammers called me at the perfect time, okay? They called me with a student loan scam where they were saying, oh, we'll relieve your debt. We just need to know what particular school you went to and your social security. And then I realized, okay, can you tell me the name of the school I went to? And they said, I don't have access to that information. You know, all these red flags started going off, right? And it didn't click right away. Here's the problem. Here's the other thing. My guard was down. Because I had just woken up, I had had very little sleep, so I was already delirious, right? And in my head, I thought, this just makes sense, and I gave them the fucking number, and I shit you not, the guy just went, idiot, and then hung up. Fuck me, right? And this was pre-AI. So now, any scammer worth his salt is probably going to utilize an AI voice chat in some way. We have already had that. And before AI was what it was now, people were using bots that sounded very good, right? They could very closely imitate human speech. And now they're using that for making fake podcasts, or somebody got Joe Rogan's voice and they used it to try to sell supplements online. Fake supplements, by the way. The problem was, some people fell for it. They thought, oh, Daddy Rogan's going to tell me. I'm never going to say that again. That's fucking gross. But I said, oh, Daddy Rogan said this is a good thing to buy, so I'm going to purchase it with my hard-earned money. They never got their money. It was a fake supplement, or it was just a placebo, and it didn't do anything. The problem being, it's more advanced now than it's ever been. Here's what fucks me up, okay? And I mean it. I had a slideshow come up on my TikTok once, and I just thought it was a photography. Very nice, very good photography. I liked it. I was going through it thinking, oh, it's nice. Only at the end did somebody comment, are these AI? And the person who uploaded it said, yes, every single one of them was AI. And I'm talking full, like, photos, a full bar with everyone sitting there, very distinct emotions in every single one of their faces. And it was, it fucked me up, dude. It fucked me up. I thought, I just got outdone, you know? I for that brief period felt like the old man in the young person's room, you know? You know that feeling you had towards someone where when you're younger and you're teaching your mom or dad or grandpa or grandpa, grandma, grandpa, whatever, how do you use this photo? How do you use this app? How do I make a Gmail account? And you start going, oh my god, this is so easy, look, let me show you. I felt the inverse. I felt the inverse of that. I'm like, I am now the old man. Am I out of date? Yes, yes I am. Fuck me. Technology goes up fast, doesn't it? The problem is, it's actually old. It's just now that we're seeing it. Fuck. AI, man. AI. I gotta look into it. I gotta learn it, okay? I was watching a video about it, a Joe Scott video, because I mentioned that I like him a lot. I really like his content. Love the guy. He's got a good sense of humor. He's self-aware. I fuck with that. Joe Scott made a video regarding AI 3 years ago. And then he updated it at the beginning of this year. I think he feels the same way I do. Joe, it's not your age that's getting you out of it, okay? It's the fact that AI advanced so quickly that maybe this is the singularity. Maybe this is the time where a computer or an algorithm is finally smarter than a person, right? And let me tell you why. I'm going to bring up something, and listener discretion is advised because this is very sad. My girlfriend mentioned something the other day that would catch my attention, and I have not stopped thinking about it since. It greatly inspired this episode. There was a USA Today lawsuit, or USA Today reported on a lawsuit. It says, mother sues tech company after Game of Thrones AI chatbot allegedly drove their son to suicide. The mother of a 14-year-old child. He was 14. An AI chatbot is believed to have driven him to commit suicide on February 28th. That is horrifying to me. Because here's the thing. I've been a teenage boy once. I know you, listener, are either a teenager, or about to be a teenager, or have been one. You know the emotional turmoil that the teen years brings upon somebody. You know, the emotions that are finally flaring up. All kinds of stuff, right? The AI doesn't recognize when it's driving someone to go too far, right? And this entire situation is just so sad. Let's go a little further. I'm not gonna name names. You can read the article yourself. But I will just go into a brief period. This person filed a civil lawsuit in a Florida federal court case against Character Technologies Incorporated, or CAI, after her son shot himself in the head with his stepfather's pistol on February 28th. The teenager's suicide occurred moments after he logged onto Character AI on his phone, according to the wrongful death complaint obtained by USA Today. This person seeks to prevent CAI from doing any other child what it did to hers, and halt continues continued use of her 14-year-old child's unlawfully harvested data to train their product on how to harm others, the complaint reads. And then there's a photo of the teenager that committed suicide. The AI... holy shit. That's how I reacted to that. I just thought, holy shit. I was taken aback. Like, earlier, right? I was mentioning it as an AI thing, and I probably sounded to some people like an old man just going, ooh, technology bad. Well, fucking read this headline, man. AI just drove someone to suicide. You want to talk about technology bad? How about when technology actually gets a kill? Yeah, a bit different now. My God. I'm sure there are more cases like this. You know, I have to look into that further, but if this is the first, this might be the first of many. And it's concerning. I should feel bad raising a concern about something that is definitely concerning. Am I right? Do I sound crazy? I probably sound crazy. The thing about AI is that, yes, it can be scary. New technologies tend to be scary all the time. The question I have is it hype? Or is it like legitimately this good? Because the thing is, with anything, if you're invested heavily in some product that, you know, well, obviously anything you invest in, right? You want to hype it up. You want to make sure it's actually worth the money. And there's another growing trend on the internet, which is hyping up fear. Scaring people and angering them gets clicks. I'm sorry, but it gets reviews. It gets a lot of likes and it gets a lot of people talking about it. Engagement is something that everyone wants on whatever social media they have. And the truth is, it's very easy to artificially inflate those numbers by rubbing people the wrong way. So who's to say that all this stuff, you know, all of these news articles about AI being incredibly smart or doing this or driving people, who's to say that they're blowing it out of proportion because it's a new thing and they want to make sure that they're getting their investors' money's worth? Stuff happens like this all the time. I mean, Facebook pissed people off on purpose before the elections just to, you know, get more people on their website. Who's to say that this isn't, you know, just the next tier? There's nothing new under the sun, you know? Seems like it anyway. Same shit, different day. If you want to know my true opinion on AI, I have this one anecdote to say. There are millions of people in the world with a shiny kitchen knife. That's the thing, right? Everyone has access to it. Some people have less access to it. England. And it doesn't matter that the tool is that, you know? The tool is a knife. It's how you use it, you know? Because the thing is, I have seen people use artificial intelligence to diagnose cancers and to try to find cures for it. And successfully, they have found ways to diagnose breast cancer with it, you know, using AI imagery, and it was able to detect it before the doctors could. At least that's a story that I've heard. You know how it is with the internet. You gotta be skeptical with all this shit. But if that's the way that it's going, that's even better. I would like a new tool to make medicine, you know, just better. There's always advancements in medicine because we're still dying, you know? Ultimately, the end goal is to live as long as possible, as healthy as possible. But truth be told, from what we're seeing, maybe it's possible that we can live to hundreds of years. And that'd be nice. If AI could help with that, that'd be significantly cooler. You know? Like maybe, I don't know, put my brain in a artificial intelligent super being. And all of a sudden, I'm alive forever. You know, that'd be cool. I would like that. Very much like that. And the funny thing, though, is that with most technologies, AI started very clunky. You've all seen the video of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Why haven't they redone it? Is what I'm wondering. If they redo the Will Smith eating spaghetti with modern day AI, as of, you know, October 2024, will it be much better? I assume that it would. I assume it would be. I've noticed mostly that AI is very chat heavy. It can't produce images too perfectly well. I did mention earlier that I got duped by a photo, right? However, even in those pictures, there's still a glossy look in people's faces. You count the number of fingers on a person's hand, it's still, like, incorrect, you know? AI has not gotten that right. But what about when it does? What about when the technology inevitably advances and it can detect human skin and fingers, you know, the right amount? Like five fingers on each hand. This person's missing one because he was injured in an accident or something. That's what I'm thinking, right? AI is a scary thing, but so is everything else that's new. You know why I'm saying this? Because I can utilize it. I can very much utilize it, you know what I mean? And I'm going to be totally honest. We are not averse to using AI here in the podcast. We have used it before. It's just, when it first started, we thought it was a gimmick, so we tried it out, and nothing came of it. We used it for a photo, one of the podcast covers. We used it for it, and no one batted an eye. No one cared. Because, you know, that was the thing. People just wanted to look into it, and they thought, oh, that's cool, that's a neat gimmick. But just like crypto, it's like very subjective. It's very few people that are actually going to use it, do anything with it, or make money with it. But the thing is, that still leaves a market for it. So is AI going to advance? I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. I think it's going to get better over time, and it's going to be focused on people with more money. That's the sad truth about it. If there ever is a technology that advances to the point where it could fundamentally change the world, it's not going to be accessible to the modern man, you know, to the working class Joe. It's going to be first, it's going to go straight to the top people with a lot of money, paying a heavy amount of money for it. And it's going to stay there for a bit and eventually trickle down. So maybe Reagan was kind of right about trickle down economics, at least in that regard. I doubt it. Maybe not trickle down economics, trickle down technology. If that makes any sense? Because there are advancements in technology every year that, because they're so expensive, we don't have access to it. Do you own a military drone? Yeah, I doubt you do, right? So you can't fly a drone above a city so high up it can't be detected by the naked eye or even heard, and with a camera so strong you can zoom in and actually identify a person just by a pixel on the screen. Yeah, you don't have access to that information or that technology, but it exists. It's absolutely real. It's just not really used that much because it's so expensive. You guys got to keep in mind that, okay? Like, with everything, with every advancements in technology, there's going to be some money involved. And there's just no getting around that, you know? We all got to pay our bills, basically. And AI uses a heavy amount of electricity, from what I've been hearing. So much so that we're getting back into nuclear power. Google themselves have started using AI. And it's funny because it often gets things wrong. So the technology's still kind of clunky, you know? It might advance. That'd be cool. I would actually like if it did. It's just people have this fear because of Hollywood and movies where, like, advancements in technology will kill us. But not really. Not necessarily. That's not the goal. If the goal of the technology was to kill, then it would have done so already. However, things happen. You know, people don't intend to kill this as well. Accidents happen. But mankind, life is just scary, okay? Life itself can be horrifying. You can, in a blink of an eye, die. Or there's a lot of subtle nuances that we didn't think of, you know? You never really know with these kinds of things. It's just the modern-day boogeyman, because everyone's talking about it, you know? What gets me, though, is people on Facebook. Holy shit, let's talk about that. Facebook AI pictures and bot accounts that are just, oh, you'll never regret liking this, and it's a picture of, like, Jesus Christ as a crustacean in the ocean, and it's like perfectly built, or someone from like a third world country that built a statue of Jesus out of turnips. I've seen that one, and the worst part is my mom and dad. This is why AI hits home to me. Okay, my mom and dad were showing me AI videos, and they were like, "Look at it! Look at this! Isn't that incredible?" Like, how do I explain it to them? We're back to square one. Remember, several minutes ago when I mentioned, hey, you know how new technology advances and you have to explain it to the older crowd? This has not changed, man. This has not changed. There are some people that are going to remain tech savvy and they're always going to learn about it, right? They're going to be like, hey, I want to keep up to date with technology so I don't, you know, fall by the wayside. Not everyone's like that, okay? So if you have parents that are technologically advanced, good for you. My God, love them and cherish them, because that is not easy. It doesn't come around a lot, okay? I have parents that, they're tech savvy for the most part, except for my father, who's a bit less. But, you know, Facebook AI is getting a lot of people. A lot of people. And let me tell you why. It duped me as well. Okay, I'm still going to remember that one time I was finally got by AI photos. That still pissed me off. Like, genuinely. I was legitimately red in the face, like, fuck, man. I never thought I'd get to this point. It made me instantly feel like 10 years older. 40s. I'm almost 30, by the way. Jesus fuck, man. Technology is going to be advancing. And if you don't want to be left behind, sometimes you at the very least have to know what it is, right? At least a little grasp of the concept. It's not easy. Sometimes it's easier to learn something with a YouTuber that basically explains it, or a podcaster, whatever. So let's just go by what we know. AI is a technology that learns based on information that's fed to it. That is as simple as I could put it. So if you want to know what it is, AI is just, let's say you fed the entirety of Google into an AI bot. First off, that'd take a lot of electricity. But it's basically what they did with Reddit, where Google bought most of Reddit. Or I think they just bought Reddit entirely, outright. And everything you could search on Reddit is now on Google. The problem is, there was some crossed wires, like people putting glue in pizza to make it cheesier. Don't do that, please. Glue is not edible. I mean, it's not toxic, but it's not edible, you know what I mean? By the way, I learned something interesting the other day. Did you guys know Crocs? You know the shoes? Did you guys know Crocs are edible? Like, in worst case scenario, you can boil them and eat them. They have literally no nutritional value, but like, it won't kill you. I just thought that was the weirdest thing. Who the fuck, like, was that an accident? Did they make that on purpose? Am I wearing, like, are my other shoes edible? Like, I'm gonna boil my Adidas, man. I swear. I might actually try that. Oh my god. Listen, Crocs are not cheap. But if more people sub to the Patreon, I might genuinely consider eating Crocs. Like, I'll buy a new pair so I don't get dirt in them. Or like a small cheap pair. Boil them and eat them. You have to sub to the Patreon for at least a month, alright? There, I said it. Okay. There's a reason that I mentioned that, by the way. The bills are getting higher. That's all. Anyway, did you guys hear about the, did you guys hear this? Hang on. I don't know if you hear that little scratching. I cut my hair again. I'm getting tired of long hair. I was fighting nature, you know, letting my hair grow out, taking Nutrafol and doing everything I could. There's no fighting biology, you know. After a while, I just said fuck it and cut it all off. Why not? At least my girl likes it, you know. That's what's good about it. I like it too, actually, because I no longer have to deal with messy hair. The only problem being is that I need a beanie now because it's actually cold. I don't know why I like to cut my hair when it's cold. I like how the air feels in my head, you know what I mean? I don't like when I'm all sweaty and hot. Also, whenever it's cold, I like to cut my hair so I can, like, not get sunburned. Like, if I did it in the summer, yeah, I'd immediately have, like, some scar or something, you know? My head would tan, basically. Anyway, going back to some stuff that I mentioned earlier, I am sorry I started this episode on such a serious note, because you guys know that I am not that kind of person, okay? Like, I can't go my life with negative vibes, so I'm just gonna say this. Technology is always gonna be advancing. It may be scary to some degree. However, who benefits from your fear? You know? You're gonna think, okay, this is scary. You know, I don't. It might sound scary to the uninformed. However, there are some people that are going to hear this and go, okay, so now I got to look into it further. What have you just done? You have shown interest in a product. Congratulations, that's how capitalism works. Weird, right? Very innovative, by the way. We used to do commercials in ballparks, and now we just scare the shit out of each other, and that sells. I'm sorry, but it really does. Anyway, by total coincidence, subscribing to Meatweed Podcast on YouTube will cure your hernia that you didn't know you had. Disclaimer, that's a joke. Anyway, new YouTube videos coming out soon. I'm sorry it took forever, but I'm also working on two of them, actually, and one of them is done. The other one has not been uploaded yet. Also, I had to deal with copyright because I went to a live show and I tried to record as much as possible, but I, improvised? Question mark? Don't worry about it. Just watch the video when it comes out. You'll see exactly what I mean. Also, I know a lot of people have been subbing and following my my art channel on Instagram, MG Acrylic. If you guys haven't, go right ahead and do that. Every single painting is for sale. If you don't want to buy it, and that's totally fine. I'm thinking of doing a drop soon where it's like 10 or 20 prints of the most popular pieces that I have. The reason being is because I finally got the actual patent, the actual copyright in the mail. So I'm now copyright owner of one of my own pieces that I went and did that. I did the whole legal process thing. So I'm now a fucking 100% digital art, all kinds of owners. Like, what the fuck am I saying? The United States recognizes my art piece as mine. Let's put it that way, okay? So yeah, I'm excited about that, actually. I'm actually really fucking hyped. I do have to do more paintings, and unfortunately, the canvases that I used to use are no longer sold. I don't know where to get them. Listen, they are 8x10, and they are linen canvas. They're made by this, like, professional thing. I have the tag here. Hang on. They're called a Phoenix Artist Canvas Professional, 100% linen, fine texture. I can't find them. They're a 6-piece, 8x10. I can't find them anywhere. Look, I'm being fucking serious when I say this, okay? Because these canvases are super heavy duty, right? They're incredibly thick. They will last, basically, they'll outlive me, okay? Seriously, I'm fucking desperate for more of these guys. I can't find any more in the small version, and sadly, the printer or the scanner that I got will only scan those. I'm not joking. They do not scan the bigger ones. The bigger ones are too big. I might actually try it later, actually, just to be on the safe side. Because I hope I did not invest in something I can no longer use. Are you kidding me? Rant over. Anyway, technology, cool. Learn about new technologies. And I'm sorry I'm whispering, but my girlfriend's asleep in the other room. And I love her so much. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. Next week, we are going to be talking about, I don't know, Halloween? Fuck. Listen, I still have Morbid Universe as a podcast. I'm still paying for it every month. I don't know if I want to keep it up, but I'm noticing a growing trend on the amount of, like, downloads that I have. Like, no joke, I thought that I was being botted or something because RSS.com had updated and it basically restarted me from, like, it knocked me down 7,000 views. It said, oh, most of these were bots. And I thought, okay, fine, whatever. You know, weed out the bots. I want to know who's actually listening. And then, on a stroke of fucking luck, it just started growing at the same rate that it was earlier. So it wasn't bots. It just filtered out a bunch of people. Which is kind of fucked up, actually. It's like, come on, why would you do that to me? Why would you make me actively think that a bunch of bots are listening to my podcast when in reality, it was just a bunch of people just chilling out, playing in the background, you know? It's background noise. It really is. Let's face it. My podcast is background noise. And a lot of people who come to me to get informed on stuff, I am glad that I could teach you a thing or two. It's just, the truth is, this is like surface level, you know? Like, there's a lot more you can learn about any subject. And the beauty that I want to bring into this podcast or into people listening is that if I find a topic and you people like talking about it or you find it kind of interesting, by all means, look into it even further, because there's nothing more beautiful than learning. You know, knowledge is power. I genuinely believe that. I believe that since I was a kid. It's just when I was younger, I'm gonna be totally honest, I was a fucking asshole. Like, straight up, I was a little shit. And I doubt that anyone will ever hear this, but to all of my old teachers from when I was in high school, I greatly apologize. Seriously, like, I was a little shit back then. I never went to juvie or anything, but it did get to the point where at one point I was called into the principal's office by police. So, yeah. Again, guess what it was for, by the way? A girl that liked me wanted my attention, and I didn't want her attention. It was such a weird thing, right? This shit you do as a teenager that you look back at as an adult, you're all like, I was a little bitch, dude. Oh, I still am. Who am I kidding? I'm older now, that's all. I have responsibilities and bills to pay. I work too much to do shit. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. You know what? I should probably work on that other YouTube video. I haven't even started. Oh, shit. I have not even started on it. Look, I'm not kidding when I say this. Watch the new episode of the the YouTube videos that I release. There's a little surprise in there for you. And my little brother got a sneak peek, and he was genuinely fucking crying with laughter. I love that, by the way. Okay, for real, I gotta go already. See you guys next week. I'm gonna go drink some tea. It's getting cold. See you guys.